Good evening, I'm Lee Singer Golden, the voice of reason amidst the chorus of chaos. The world is a terrifying and chaotic place, and people need to create order out of that chaos in their hearts and minds. In the dawn of humankind, there was no explanation as to why the sun rose and fell, and the arbitrary nature of its daily dive into the horizon struck fear to the hearts of our ancestors. But then it was explained that a man in a chariot pulled the sun across the sky every night. It was a lie. That the lie created order out of the chaos, and it soothed the souls of the frightened people to know there was something greater than themselves controlling their world. But as calming as it was still a lie, and the calming properties of that lie gave its teller tremendous power. It is this power that strikes fear into my heart. I prefer the chaos. I prefer to think there is no one at the reins of the chariot, that we are all simply swirling through the cosmos. The fact that humans, an advanced and sensitive race of creatures, could have evolved from single-cell primordial slime over eons of protoplasmic bumper cars is another terrifyingly chaotic prospect. And to some, the seemingly random nature of our evolution makes our existence less special. The idea that we are the product of some sort of intelligent design creates order out of the chaos of evolution makes us feel special again. But it is a lie. And the calming properties of this lie give its teller tremendous power. The murder of our president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas, on November 22, 1963, at 12:30 p.m., was a similarly chaotic and terrifying event that struck fear into the hearts of many. To truly understand the circumstances of our president's execution, one must adopt a broad understanding of its context. Cuba, Russia, Castro, Khrushchev, Nixon, Kennedy, Howard Hunt, U-2 spy planes, murder plots, elections, coups, and executions. It is difficult to understand how amidst this chaos, two young men separated by class and circumstances, like the president and his assassin, could bump together so tragically. The idea that the president just happened to pass an armed revolutionary looking for a place in the history books is so incredibly coincidental that it couldn't possibly be true. But that is history. Coincidental chaos. That is what makes it interesting. That is what makes it worth studying. But the terrifying chaos of history is too much for some, I suppose. And the idea that a vast government conspiracy committed a brutal coup d'etat in Dallas that day brings order to the chaos of history. And it soothes the souls of the frightened people to know there is something greater than themselves controlling their world. But by believing in a grand conspiracy, you are indeed letting someone else control your world. And isn't that what conspiracy theorists are afraid of? I first began believing in conspiracy theories because I didn't want to believe what my history books told me to believe. But as I nodded my head to the rantings of self-proclaimed researchers, I realized I was again just believing what other people told me to. Now, if you disagree with the JFK conspiracy theorists on a forum or comment page, someone will invariably mockingly deride you as joining the flock of sheep. If only they could hear the irony ringing in their own words, for they too are sheep. Sheep in a different flock, yes, but sheep nonetheless. Think for yourselves. Plunge into the chaos. I want to believe. A grand conspiracy would make the senseless murder of our chief executive an act imbued with some meaning, some consequence, rather than an action taken to elevate the ego of a sad and angry little man like Lee Harvey Oswald. But I refuse to believe anything. I know some things, and I don't know a great many more things. But I don't know of anything that proves beyond the shadow of doubt that anyone other than Oswald conspired to kill Kennedy. There is hearsay, of course. People like Gene Hill, who say they saw another gunman that day. But there are also people who say they have seen angels or images of Jesus Christ in their potato chips, but this does not prove there is God. There are experts, of course, doctors and historians who claim to have unwrapped the mystery of the conspiracy. But there are also doctors and historians who claim that all the dinosaur bones were faked as a massive conspiracy to besmirch the word of the Bible. This is, of course, nonsense. I've started this podcast to sort through that sort of nonsense. Now, some patronize me and ask how I could possibly offer any insight into the JFK assassination. After all, I wasn't even alive when the event occurred. But that is precisely why I am better equipped to tackle the subject than anyone who actually lived through it. My emotions surrounding the event do not cloud my investigation into the case. I have no personal investment in the matter, no trauma to sort through as I analyze the information. I am not a confused and abandoned orphan of Camelot. I never feared the rising and falling of the sun, and therefore I don't fear shaking my convictions concerning it. In the coming weeks, we will speak of many topics. Oswald, Kennedy, the murder weapons, the geography of the crime scene. We will discuss the lore and mythology of JFK conspiracy theories with its colorful cast of side characters, red herrings, and distractions. Of course, we will discuss the cultural implications of both the assassination itself and the phenomenon surrounding it. We will also discuss the only thing that Oswald and Kennedy had in common: their love of the literary character James Bond, codename 007. Most importantly, we will discuss the true episodes of espionage and deceit which created the atmosphere for Oswald to commit his heinous act. For the true circumstances of Kennedy's death are far more exciting than anything Ian Fleming could ever have dreamed up. Because as exciting as the JFK conspiracy lore is, the real story is even more so. Terrifying and chaotic, yes, but it's the truth, and the truth should always be told lest the heavens fall. So please, stay tuned for the next episode of this podcast. I'm Lee Sanger Golden, the voice of reason amidst the chorus of chaos.